And we're back.
Yo, hi, welcome back.
We're just on the roll here.
Yep.
Just pumping them out.
Just blasting them.
Pump and dump.
like a shitty stock scam?
Yes. Yes. Just like Wall Street or Boiler Room.
Yeah. Oh, the superior film, obviously.
Vin Diesel's best work.
Well, yeah, he's playing off of Giovanni Ribisi, the greatest actor of our time.
True. True. You ever have to go do like business dinners?
No. I've never really done that kind of stuff,
Christmas parties, shit like that.
My wife doesn't partake in that kind of stuff. She's kind of the weird one in her office.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, I don't do that stuff.
It's probably she doesn't do
company picnics. She doesn't really do the Christmas party stuff.
It's not it's bring the husband on down.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that would exist, but she's like, nah, we're not doing that.
Lucky,
and you know, my line of work doesn't really have any of that kind of stuff.
Right, right. No, I remember.
You know, slinging drugs does. You don't have those kind of things.
Being a pimp.
Yeah, you know.
A lot of client dinners.
Yeah, exactly.
Team building. None of that. No. Hey, it's just sometimes it becomes rough. I remember I had to go to a dinner with my wife years ago. She worked like in HR, and you're going out with these people, and you're just like trying to pretend like you give a shit, but it's out of this kind of courtesy.
Yeah.
For your spouse,
yeah,
that you're not gonna be yourself.
Oh, I can't imagine.
It's hard.
Imagine my wife found us something. Just imagine her taking me to like an office. Like yeah. I'm barely housebroken.
Yeah.
Like I'm all for manners, but I still say whatever I'm thinking it. Like,
yeah.
So she.
You're not gonna hold back.
No, I mean, someone is gonna get called a douche at some point.
That's usually how it goes, but. That's like, for me, I always have to keep it in. But you're like trying to pretend to be like interested in what these people talk about.
I'm the worst at that.
You know, oh, really? Oh, that's great.
Cool.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you have two dogs?
No way.
That's wonderful. But it's hard.
It went up 3 points, huh? Yay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Our story today was about a gentleman who had to go to a similar work event.
Yeah.
It was a dinner, private dinner with his wife's new boss. From a new job.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the three of them.
Just a little getting to know you dinner.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Would you like to come to dinner?
Would you
at my house?
You are the only one here I'm inviting over to my house, so bring your husband.
We don't know. Maybe she did each person each night.
Oh, that's true. It was a week long break-in.
Yeah, maybe it's just...
It's a lot of steaks.
Last night, my wife's boss from her brand new job invited us over for dinner. On the drive over, my wife reiterated many times to me just how important it was to make a good impression. I scoffed and arrogantly informed my silly wife that I always make good impressions. My wife's boss is a single lady in her 50s, so it was just the three of us. We chit-chatted over drinks and salads, and it seemed to be really hitting it off. She laughed at my well-timed, perfectly appropriate jokes, and my wife seemed pleased. Soon she brought out the main course, a nice, big, juicy steak for each of us. As I began to cut into my steak, I was discouraged to discover just how undercooked this steak was. Now I've had my fair share of rare steak. I prefer medium, but I can handle rare. This was several minutes on a hot grill short of rare. I probably should have resuscitated the cow, but I didn't bother trying.
Well, you're a butcher, right?
Yes.
What's your choice cut?
The
you're
choice
making
cut?
Steak for yourself.
If I'm making steak for myself, I'm a classic ribeye kind of guy.
Bone in? You know?
If you're going to grill it, I would do the bone in, but if you do the old pan, the pan sear and bake, I'd go boneless.
I'm more of a tomahawk.
Yeah, it's a ribeye.
Yeah, but the big
it's a
fucking
big bone in, right? Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
hold it.
Yeah, I know.
No, you know, I like the hanger steak.
I know you love the hanger steak.
You never text me when it's in.
Because we haven't had it in. You're not the only person asking me for it.
I had hanger steak when I was in Ireland.
Oh, did you?
It was good.
They apparently have all of our hanger steak because that's where it's all going.
Oh, this place was weird because it wasn't like Ireland's known for their beef because it's all grass fed, happy horse shit. But this place.
Happy cow shit. Yeah.
That I was at Butcher's Grill.
Yeah.
They had imported meat.
Which was grain fed?
No, it was from like Argentina. I don't know what. But it was weird that they were importing it. But it was really good hanger steak.
Nice.
It was delicious. I finally got it. And it was lovely.
Did it wash down the Guinness?
It did. Yeah. Actually, I had an old fashioned that night.
Ooh.
Or three. So when you're cooking your steak, how do you cook it?
I'm a medium rare guy.
Medium, yeah.
Yeah,
hands pretty
down.
Gold yeah. standard, right?
Yeah, what it's supposed to be.
Well, if it's you don't do the tartar.
If anything, I go medium rare leading that way. I'd rather have it underdone than overdone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our storyteller today.
He's not on my team.
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst case scenario? I mean, it's like my brother will eat his steaks pretty rare. I mean,
yeah.
Especially in this situation, you could ask, excuse me, ma'am, you obviously don't know how to cook a fucking steak.
Hey, new boss bitch, cook this better.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm unimpressed. I don't know about you. But
what did you do here? She's obviously not grilling them.
No.
She's pan-searing them.
I wonder what the cut was.
Instead, I just sat there, fidgeting with my knife and fork, worrying about how I was going to get away with not eating this steak. Claim veganism? No, I'd already feigned great enthusiasm upon seeing the steak. Just then, our hostess excused herself to the kitchen to take care of some dessert preparations. As I looked across this fancy dining room table at the open window of the third-story apartment, a cartoon light bulb appeared over my head. I knew I had to be decisive, realizing that she could return at any moment. I committed. I grabbed the steak with my hand, gently shook off the juice, and executed a perfect throw right through the center of the open window.
You ever get in that situation when you're thinking on your feet?
Yeah.
Right. You see a window, literally.
Yes, I've never.
A window of opportunity.
I don't think I've ever tried anything that desperate.
This is like some Ferris Bueller shit.
It really is.
Like, it's just, you're flinging it. You know, maybe you played baseball in your youth. Yeah. Maybe
I don't. I would not trust my arm at all in that situation, even if it was an open window.
Well, he commits.
He does commit.
Here's the big time FU. The window wasn't open. It was the cleanest frickin' window you have ever seen in your life. That is, until my mostly raw slab of steak slammed up against it and slowly slid down, leaving a trail of bloody juice in its wake. My wife, whose steak was a nice medium rare and was unaware of my predicament, turned, jaw dropped, and stared at me like I was an alien from another planet. This look then slowly morphed into there is no place on this planet you can ever hide from me. Expression of demonic anger. My wife's boss heard the thud of the steak on window impact and came quickly. She took in the scene, the steak sitting on the windowsill, the blood trail, and my empty plate, and then gave me an inquisitive, puzzled look.
Streaming down. Like, what do you do in this situation? You fucked up.
Well, I'd probably go lick the juice off of the window.
Just go full psycho.
Yeah.
You already fucked up.
That's the best part. Just go.
Then she's like, oh, okay, then he's special.
Yeah, and then I'd drop on the ground and fake convulsions. What would you do?
I don't know. Oh. How would it be? You have ghosts in here?
Ghosts.
Dude, that bitch just flew off my plate. I don't even know what happened.
The Undertaker?
The Undertaker. I saw this guy in a hat. What's going on? Is this some kind of hidden camera joke show? Because something weird happened and this steak just fell. You think you're going to pull a fast one on me?
You know, I think you think you would be the best to come up with lies in that situation.
I would have blamed it on my wife.
If I know you would have. I don't know what she just took it off my plate.
She wanted to eat it and it just, I don't know. Like, really, this is the impression you want to make on your new boss?
I said to her, don't do it, don't do it.
She didn't listen.
She wouldn't listen.
I'm sure you know. That's why you're not married and it's just the three of us here.
Exactly.
I get that.
I know you chose wisely, my friend.
Yeah, it's a bad thing because you can't really go back.
No.
This one.
No.
I just didn't know what to say. It felt like a minute of silence, but it was probably 3 or 4 seconds. Finally, the best I could manage was, I'm just so sorry. I'm such a klutz. I didn't know. I was just cutting it and it slipped. Just ask my wife. I really am a klutz, right, honey? No help coming from that direction. I'll clean this up. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry, etc., etc. Both women continued to stare at me like I had escaped from the loony bin. And as I smeared the blood around the window with my cloth napkin, dusted off the steak, and continued to mutter my incoherent explanation, I knew no one was buying the story. I knew what I had to do. I sheepishly returned to my seat and proceeded to eat every bite of that disgusting, cold, chewy, bloody, raw steak. I remained pretty quiet the rest of the evening. My wife's only two words to me for the rest of the night were, "I'm fine." The next day, I got the first post, "I'm fine" communication from my wife, via text, who is at work. Good news. Boss's name and I just had a good laugh over how much of a fucking idiot you are. I hope you know you will never live this down. Love you, you moron.
But he did man up and go and finish the entire steak.
Yeah.
Even then you can be like, look. No, dude. I guess you couldn't say, can you put it back on the pan? Because then she's like, oh, that's why.
Oh, that's why he threw it out a window. Yeah. He thought that would make it turn it into a medium steak.
I like how the wife didn't say anything to him the whole time.
Well, yeah. Okay.
What's the worst case scenario?
Well, I'm trying to put it in her perspective. Okay. If I'm sitting there with my wife and all of a sudden she reaches and grabs her steaks and chucks it into a closed window, I look at her and just scream like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you freak? Just right in front of the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it was my boss... Right? Like, I'm like, that's the scenario. Like, it's my boss.
Right.
And my wife picks up a steak and chucks it out a window.
You'll make her pick it up with her mouth.
Oh, my God.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
And go make her eat it outside.
You put it in a bowl.
Yeah. Excuse me. Do you have a bowl?
Do you have a dog bowl?
I mean, I got this.
You are single. I'm assuming you own cats. Can I borrow one of their dishes?
Yeah. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. She needs to be punished.
Yeah. No, I would be so fucking flabbergasted.
Well, it's new boss. She's like, oh shit, am I gonna get fired? Probably gonna get fired for that.
Yeah.
I could turn around and sue you, boss, for feeding me unprepared meat.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably in the danger zone.
Yeah.
It's probably breeding bacteria.
This is potentially.
That's life threatening.
Making me sick.
It is.
I could die.
Mad cow.
I could sue you.
Yeah. I just saved the company. That's what I would say. Well, if I was the husband, that's the approach I would have taken.
Cut into this. Excuse me. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I might have to call my lawyer. Do you enjoy litigation?
I hope you do.
Because I have a writ of habeas corpus all over this state. And it's going to land you in the slammer. Big time. But turns out everything was okay.
Yeah.
Now the mom. Now the wife and the boss lady, they have this bonding thing. Like, they can make jokes like, hey, you're the lady married to the idiot that tried to throw a steak out my window.
I think that would reflect poorly on her and her choice of marital partners, though.
Yeah, that, well, I guess he's not getting invited back over for dinner.
That's true.
But maybe the husband did that on purpose. Ooh, so he wouldn't have to go again.
Maybe he's another evil genius.
Man. You just have to put yourself in other people's shoes.
You really do.
And then you could see that, I don't want to be doing this shit anymore. Maybe he went at her old job. Maybe that's why she got fired from her last job.
That's why he's the new boss.
He was
boss.
At this dinner and he's just like, fuck, you know? Like, why do you keep inviting me to these things? People don't know how to cook for shit. And the conversation is boring as fuck. I'm done. I'm done with it. I don't need this anymore.
They're out.
Mic
eject.
Drop.
I eject, parachute cord, chuck a steak.
Good night.